Victoria's head coach, David Brewerton, joining us right now. Coach Brew, I got Todd Black here. I'll let you guys have a conversation.
Dude, how'd you give up 27 points?
Man, oh, man. Hey,
tough crowd.
Oh, this goes back. They were digging on me. I was a little under the weather. So Wednesday, they were giving me a hard time because I'm always the naysayer when it comes to Zachary. I always say, yeah, but that is his quote. But, you know, winning 55-27, man, you have to be really proud of your team tonight.
I really am, man. It was hard-fought game in the first half, and come out in the second half and only give up one touchdown. And the offense played really well, and just kind of one of those nights. Kids played well, and very proud of them.
Did they try to do anything offensively a little different? For instance, you know, I'm trying to think. From everything I've seen, you can't stop Lindsey Scott. So I would think the best defense against him is to keep the ball away from him. Did they try any of that, or did they do normally their offense as usual?
No, their offense as usual. They went 3-and-out, I think, their first three series. We were up 14-0 after that. So they couldn't really do they had to stay in spread and try to get the ball to their playmakers. We were up 26-20 at halftime, but only because we had given up a deep ball right over the top and to close the half out. But I thought we had played much better than actually what the score showed. And then we came out and intercepted them in the first play from scrimmage in the second half. So, like I said, I thought our defense played well enough to do what we needed them to do in order to get a win.
You know, I would have to believe, not being able to see the game, that one of the things you're probably proud of, because Hanville's got athletes. Obviously, when people get in spread, you have to hope your guys are able to tackle in space. You must be tackling a lot better. As the year has gone, your tackling has gotten a lot better from the secondary in, I would guess.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we were really young to start the season off in our secondary, and we've had to make a couple of changes here and there and personnel-wise. And we've taken a couple of receivers from the offensive side, and they're starting to get some reps back there as well. And so we're just kind of doing what we got to do by committee back there to get the job done, and that's what we were able to do tonight. Lindsey Scott, had another huge game for us. I think he ran for three scores and threw for four more. So just a great night. We had a back that went for over 100 yards. Our offensive line tonight and our defensive line were the keys to our victory, without question. I just read a couple of articles online, and Coach Salta from Maggio from Hanville just quoted in both articles I read that our offensive and defensive line were the keys tonight. So I'm very proud of those guys up front.
Coach, I know that something we talked about the other day when we were able to have you was keys on third down, extending drives, whether it was a short or a long-distance third down. How did you guys do offensively, sustaining some long drives and keeping the Hanville offense off the field tonight?
Well, anytime that you can put almost 600 yards of offense up, which is what we did tonight, I think it bodes well for what you're trying to do defensively as well. You know, I mean, they're getting that rest time and they're getting, time to make adjustments on the sideline. And so when our defense was coming on the field tonight, they're playing really well, high energy. I think we had three picks tonight. So, our offense does score a lot of points, but tonight we actually ran the football effectively as well. And so gave our defense the opportunity to do what it needed to do as well.